This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080.
We have a serious issue with wrong-way drivers and wrong-way crashes. And it has just been exponential since the COVID pandemic. Yeah, there are a number of reasons for it. A lot of times the state officials point to drinking and driving as a result of people ending up on the wrong side of the highway. But there are some other reasons that, you know, this could be blamed on. There's some other things it could be blamed on. You've got highway exit ramps and entrance ramps directly next to each other. And let's say the rain is coming down, you got a little bit of snow. Oops, you're in the wrong one all of a sudden, and you've got a vehicle coming at you head on. But yes, it is true that drinking and driving is often a factor that results in wrong ways. Well, I want to tell you about a little phone call I received this week, and it inspired this PSA. I'm doing this for the greater good of Connecticut and really anybody else listening. If you're just traveling through, listen to this. I received a phone call in the newsroom the other morning, somebody reporting a wrong way crash to me. Now, this is not necessarily unusual. We get emails and we get phone calls regularly with news tips, and we follow up on them. However, what was odd about this call, I said to this person calling, I said, well, thank you for the information and I'm going to follow up on it. And I did. But, you know, I'm just curious here. You called and reported this first, and they said, no, we wanted to call you. And I'm like, okay, look, I appreciate the news tip. I really do. But we've got to be responsible here, because this can be life and death. Hopefully it's not. Recently, there haven't been many deaths in Connecticut because of this. So you go back to 2021 and 2022, I think it was 2022, there were over 40 people killed on the roads because of wrong-way crashes, if I've got the numbers and the years right off top of my head. So we need to be very cautious when we talk about wrong-way driving, because it can very easily be deadly for the driver of the wrong-way vehicle, for the victim vehicle that has no idea what's coming at them. I remember I had a wrong-way vehicle coming at me. This was a little over a year ago, and I remember where it happened. It was on 5 and 15 in Hartford, and I see a vehicle coming from an angle, and I know the roads in this state very well, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure there's not a light over there, and there's not a street over there. It's a wrong-way driver. So naturally, the first thing that I do And the first thing that I did, which is everything that the state police will tell you to do or anybody else who's experienced a wrong way driver come at you, is get out of the way if you at all possibly can. You have to kind of shift your vehicle into the opposite direction at a moment's notice, right? And this sounds a lot easier said than done. I get it. But it is true. If you can possibly see this coming at you and get out of the way of harm, that's the first thing that you've got to do. And now I was able to do that. I confirmed, of course, that this is a wrong way vehicle. I made note mentally of what this wrong way vehicle looked like. Okay, as best as I could. It was nighttime. It was about 4 a.m. I'm always on the roads, whether it's 2, 3, 4 a.m. or 2, 3, 4 p.m. I'm always on the roads. But I made mental note in the darkness of what this vehicle looked like and the direction that it was heading. Now, you have to really be situationally aware, whether you've got a GPS on your dashboard or mentally you know where you are, which was the case for me. And also this person who called me just the other day in the newsroom, they happened to know exactly where this happened. They told me the exit. They told me the highway. This was Route 72, and it was a wrong-way driver, by the way. It was confirmed from state police, and they were able to, you know, investigate it. Nobody was hurt, and that's good news. But you need to be situationally aware, because there are so many folks out there in this world who are just glued to their phones, but they don't know what's actually going on around them. And that's a problem, because when I did get around that wrong-way driver, I called 911 immediately. 911, what's your emergency? And I said, hey, I'm okay, but I'm just reporting that there's a wrong way driver heading into Weathersfield on 5 and 15. Now, they scrambled. You could hear in the background, whoever was there in that dispatch center, they scrambled. And the dispatcher started to ask me very pointed questions. Where is this? When was this? Which direction are they going again? You said Weathersfield. Are you sure it wasn't Manchester? Because they need to be able to send the troopers to the proper area to try to stop this wrong-way driver from continuing and possibly causing a serious crash and accident. So you need to be able to answer all of those questions. But I stress how important it is. Don't tip me off in that particular moment. I do appreciate news tips. I do. But the first thing that needs to happen is you've got to get out of harm's way. Then you have to reach out to 911. And I believe that that did happen, because they were able to come across that wrong way driver on the highway. Other people, I'm sure, reported it. We live in a day and age, especially during the daytime, where you see something, you can easily say something. But that's the little rant that I wanted to get out at the beginning of the show today, because that is so important. But also important, on a much happier note, UConn women's basketball, their victory last night in the Final Four, they smashed UCLA East Coast versus West Coast. It was a beautiful thing for anybody with an ounce of Connecticut pride. They won 85-51, and that means that UConn plays number one South Carolina tomorrow afternoon, Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Basically a rematch of 3 years back. So I really am excited to see what happens here, because I was there last year for the victory parade that was done for the men's team, which was back-to-back. So it was a little bit different, a little bit of a different vibe. But I would predict that should they win tomorrow, there's going to be some kind of a parade, and it will most likely happen next Saturday, the 12th. It would really have to be the 12th, because otherwise we're getting too close to finals. And so I will probably be stopping by next Saturday before the show, should this victory in the national championship happen. But it was really electrifying. You see 60,000 people gathered in Hartford, filling the streets, clogging the streets for something that could unite us. It wasn't political. There weren't people who were trying to make a scene. We were all just proud of Connecticut, and we were proud of one another, and I felt safe. People said, Morgan, you better be careful. It's going to be dangerous out there. Lots of people, big crowds. Hartford, you know, they've got gun violence. I never felt scared. There were plenty of police. There were plenty of people. If there were bad actors, I did not see them. And they were by far overcrowded. I would hope that that happens again next weekend on the 12th. Again, likely to be on the 12th. I don't know that for certain. But it would most likely fall next Saturday if there's a win for the UConn women and a parade. It would probably be next weekend. It would most likely have to be.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.